was wondering, Master, when I see your drawing of the 23 circles,
yes,
and liberation is between the second and the third circle.
Yes.
What is liberation? If we have to go right to the middle and we're liberated there, what do we have to do?
Well, I will use my own words. Freedom from freedom is liberation. Freedom from freedom. Of course, my definition is of some other, because whatever my master has given me, that knowledge I have got. Although I have read the books just to pass away the time, but that knowledge is there. And he showed me everything practically, thanks to him.
One of the hard schools, but afterwards, where do we go? To another planet? Or to another sphere?
After we have been on Earth, where do we go then?
I think you have read Efficacy of Raj Yoga. Efficacy of Raj
Yoga.
It is coming from. Well, if I got, I shall give you. Next question again.
Where we are now on Earth, and after where do we go?
But for liberation, there is some sphere. And a man, I'm now religiously I'm speaking, a man becomes nearest to God. Nearest, they were not God, nearest to God. What will be the distance between these two, that I cannot say. So freedom from freedom is the real, it is my explanation, I always give such explanation, because it is very difficult to describe these things in words. So I use my own vocabulary and own way of thinking. And I only can explain this way, freedom from freedom. That means, now I further explain. Freedom, you are free, not freedom that you can pick up water from the well, or you can take bath, or you can take, not that freedom. Real freedom, which soul must enjoy. As long as you know that I am free, your freedom is there, you are entangled in it. Entanglement is also there. Do you follow? When the idea of freedom is there, entanglement is also there. But when you are free, but you have no knowledge of freedom, then that is the real freedom. That means evenness is there. Unevenness is not there.
Yeah.